Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. So the shiny object in the press right now is that Donald Trump, the former president of the United States of America, if you're doing the math, is facing, and this is not a joke, 717.5 years in prison. Yes, that is how many years if he is convicted of everything they've charged him with. This after the Fulton County District Attorney Willis indicted former President Donald Trump and 18 lawyers, aides, and supporters in Georgia late Monday night for their efforts to challenge the 2020 presidential election results. Many of the crimes are accusing him of, they say, they actually committed outside the state of Georgia, but who cares? Let's just do it anyway. It was the fourth indictment of President Trump after a New York indictment for allegedly falsifying business records in the Stormy Daniels affair, something where the statute of limitations had already run out and yeah, they decided, nah, we'll just make up another charge and go with it. Then you had a federal indictment in Miami over presidential records and the raiding of Mar-a-Lago. Then you had another federal indictment in Washington, D.C. over January the 6th. So what are the takeaways from this? Number one, the RICO statute that they're charging Donald Trump with in Georgia is a tactic to secure an easy conviction of Trump, even if it is overturned. Why? Well, the Georgia case involves a racketeering influence and corruption organization statute of the kind used to prosecute mobsters. So they're treating Donald Trump now like a mobster, or large criminal enterprises, kind of like the Biden crime family. Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz said this: the RICO prosecutions often survive early procedural motions and lead to convictions, though they are often overturned on appeal. Democrats want a conviction mainly before Election Day to keep Donald Trump out of the White House. Now, the indictment, we also know from this, was clearly rushed, and it was leaked by the Fulton County Court before the grand jury had even convened or voted that day. Another huge problem, but hey, who cares, right? Put it online, then say it's not a real document, that it was a fake, a fraudulent document, and then the actual indictment comes down. It's exactly like the fraudulent document that you listed online before the grand jury had even convened and or voted. Never forget that aspect of what we now know. It's clear that this was a massive anti-Trump bias. They had already recommended charges against Trump. The grand jury that voted to indict him on Monday only heard testimony for, quote, one day. And hours before the grand jury voted, the county already knew the outcome, posting then deleting that document that resembled the final indictment, which may have violated Trump's rights and suggested an entirely rigged process. Which actually brings me back to something else. If you did not hear me play this in previous shows, I'm going to play it for you again. I want you to hear the jury foreperson. Okay, this is the foreperson in the Georgia grand jury who went on TV and was talking and giggling about how excited she was at the idea of getting to indict Donald Trump and having her moment with Donald Trump for 60 seconds. Now, this is the foreperson. Listen carefully.
I do want to say off the top, as you and I just discussed, but for everyone to know, you are somewhat limited in what you can discuss under the judge's orders as of now. But one, we do know, of course, one of the biggest questions remaining for everyone that wasn't in that jury room with you is how many people are in trouble here? What can you tell us about how many people you recommended as a group to face indictments?
Well, thank you for having me, first of all. And I'm hesitant to speak to something that the judge made a decision not to share. I don't know if everyone's aware of this, but there was a hearing about what parts of the report should and should not be published in its various forms. And the sections that were removed were consciously chosen to be removed. And I don't want to say I have better judgment than the judge.
That's totally understandable. Would you say when it comes to, there are indictments recommended, of course. Is it
yes.
more than 12 people? Is it more than 20 people?
I think if you look at the page numbers of the report, there's about 6 pages in the middle that got cut out. Allow for spacing. It's not a short list.
Not a short list. More, I mean,
there's your giggle. Not a short list. She's proud of how many people are on her list. She's proud of the fact that she's on national TV. It's so good to be here, right? It's not a short list. Allow for spacing. She's smiling and mugging for the camera. Then she ran over from CNN to MSNBC to do another interview. Here's what she had to say on NBC Nightly News.
Did you personally want to hear from the former president?
I wanted to hear from the former president, but honestly, I kind of wanted to subpoena the former president because I got to swear everybody in. And so I thought it'd be really cool to get 60 seconds with President Trump of me looking at him and being like, do you solemnly swear? And me getting to swear him in. I just thought that would be an awesome moment. I can see how trying to get the former president to come talk to us would have been a year in negotiation by itself.
So it sounds like that was ultimately a battle that you all decided not to wage.
Exactly. That's kind of how it ended up. Was that, and I'd be fascinated by what he said, but do you think he would have come in and said anything groundbreaking, or just the same kind of thing we've heard? So at some point you don't need to hear 50 people say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? At some point you kind of start to get the gist.
Sure. I love the laughing there. Isn't that sweet? Isn't that cute? She's just so proud of herself, right? This is a woman who's sitting there saying it would be awesome to personally subpoena Donald Trump. Then she's saying, well, I don't really need to hear from him because I already know what he did. She'd already made up her mind. We don't need the president there. So you put that in perspective. That is the Fulton County foreperson. Then you put it into perspective. The Fulton County court publishes, then removes the Trump indictment. This is clearly a due process violation. And then they said it was a fraudulent document that they uploaded the first time, even though it matches the second document. It is very clear that this was rigged against them from the get-go. Just listen to this girl fantasizing like a true crime star about having her 60 seconds with Donald Trump. Plus, the Georgia indictment charges Trump and lawyers and aides for speech violations that were outside of Georgia. Like it was a nationwide conspiracy. That doesn't make any sense either. But you got to remember, this is satisfying. It's certainly satisfying to one giddy person by the name of Hillary Clinton.
But I don't know that anybody should be satisfied. This is a terrible moment for our country to have a former president accused of these terribly important crimes. The only satisfaction may be that the system is working, that all of the efforts by Donald Trump, his allies, and his enablers to try to silence the truth, to try to undermine democracy, have been brought into the light, and justice is being pursued.
This is the same woman that tried to overthrow the will of the country, allowing Donald Trump to be impeached over a document, the Steele dossier, that she knew that she paid for from her campaign, that her DNC friends helped pay for. She knew that Donald Trump never colluded with the Russians. She knew she made it out of thin air. She paid for it. In fact, they paid an FEC fine, a significant fine her campaign did, for lying and misusing financial funds to pay for that. But the satisfying thing is with this Trump indictment is the system is working. I would agree. The system is working really well for the Democrats. This indictment was rushed. It was leaked by Fulton County before the grand jury had even voted. That's a rigged system. And then let's talk about the DA for a moment. DA Fannie Willis is fundraising, by the way, off the prosecution and running for re-election next year. In fact, Willis was reprimanded by a judge last year for hosting a fundraiser for a Democrat who was running against one of the potential targets of her grand jury investigation. She's also running for re-election on the ballot in 2024. Just like that Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, who ran explicitly on one promise to find a way to prosecute Donald Trump. Willis and George's own political and fundraising interests are clearly aligned with her attacking and trying to put Donald Trump in prison. Look, you did the tough thing during COVID. You paid your people and pulled your business through the pandemic. And now doing the tough thing could qualify you for a $26,000 per employee at covidtaxrelief.org. Government funds are available to reward companies with two or more employees who stayed open during COVID. This is not a loan, and you don't have to pay it back. Look, this program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the CPAs and tax experts at Consumer Tax Advocates. The best part is you pay nothing up front. They do all the work, and then they share a percentage of cash that you get. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans, even if you had increases in sales. You did the tough thing for your employees during COVID. Let COVIDtaxrelief.org help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDtaxrelief.org. That's COVIDtaxrelief.org. COVIDtaxrelief.org.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
It should be illegal. Oh, wait, it is illegal for DAs to fundraise and to indict political opponents. Yet here we are watching it happen against the former president of the United States of America. You know, this indictment in Georgia was announced shortly before midnight for no apparent reason, except for the fact that that document had leaked online. Well, it didn't leak online. They posted it on the county website. And there was no reason for Willis to rush the indictment before midnight or to hold a late night press conference, except I think she wanted to become famous. She saw how these other press conferences went, right? She saw how these other DAs have gotten famous who have indicted Donald Trump, just like Alvin Bragg, and raised money off it. And I think she thought, you know what? Let's have some fanfare. Let's do this right before midnight. Let's blow up the news cycle and have a press conference. And to ensure that this indictment would dominate the news coverage all day today, right after so much damning information came out about the Biden crime family and new funds coming into them. This indictment was filled with propaganda of ideas of things that happen around the country that they have no jurisdiction in Georgia over. But you got to understand something. This is not a legal prosecution. This is a fundamentally political prosecution meant to cause maximum damage to Donald Trump and the 2024 presidential race, and to make sure he's tied up in court instead of out there being able to campaign. These indictments all over the country, this orchestrated move is being done for one reason, so that Donald Trump can't run the campaign he wants to run. And remember, they understand how important it is to run a campaign, all right, to take Donald Trump off the campaign trail. COVID did it last time. Donald Trump's number one weapon is his airplane and different MAGA supporters showing up to see him. They took him off the road, in essence, last time with COVID. COVID took away Donald Trump's ability to get out and get in front of large groups of people. And there were many health departments and officials that passed rules to make sure that Donald Trump couldn't gather large groups of people. That's how you shut down the secret weapon, which is Donald Trump. And so this time, I think what they're saying is, all right, well, we can't use COVID unless we bring it back. I wouldn't be surprised if COVID came back with a vengeance in the fall. I wouldn't be surprised if they tried some of those shenanigans. And you can mark my word, you'll see some sort of COVID freak out this fall. So just get ready for it. So what's the next best way to keep him off the campaign trail? Tie him up in court, tie him up in depositions, tie him up in trials, tie him up in all these things. So you take him off the road for a day, a week, or maybe even a month. How much of a negative impact will that have on his presidential campaign because he's stuck in a courtroom in Georgia or New York or Delaware or wherever the hell else, or Florida, I should say? Who knows where else? And by the way, I believe there might even be more indictments that come down against him to tie him up in court for even longer periods of time. But this is about taking Donald Trump off of the campaign trail. I'm not even sure they care if this is thrown out of court or if they lose in these indictments of him, right? If they all just, they end up losing on every one of them. If it ties him up, that's a victory. If it takes him off the campaign trail, that is a victory. That's a victory every single time for them, because anything you can do to make sure Donald Trump isn't out there running the campaign that he wants to run and pulling him in multiple directions with a threat of going to jail. Let's go back to that number, because I think that number really does matter. You go back to the number. Donald Trump is facing 717.5 years in prison. This is the entire regime machine ramping up against Donald Trump, ramping up against everyone around Donald Trump. There's also something else here that I think is also a really important point you need to understand. This indictment now includes different lawyers and different aides and even some of his top supporters. What message is that sending to people out there that may be thinking about getting involved in Donald Trump's presidential reelection campaign? Don't do it. We might indict you next. This Georgia indictment is seeking to convict and imprison members of not only just Donald Trump's team, but Trump's legal team. So this is saying to lawyers, you don't want to represent Donald Trump, because if you do, you may go to jail. They're claiming the crime they committed was crafting a strategy to challenge the 2020 election results, which, by the way, is absurd. They're also claiming there were voting irregularities, right? Trump's team has said that. So now they're charging them with that crime, they say. By that standard, by the way, almost every election lawyer in the country could be the target for prosecution moving forward, because Democrats also claim that voting machine problems in 2020, for example, they actually argued that. Remember, they said the election was rigged when Donald Trump won against Hillary Clinton. Were any of them charged? No. So why are they only charging Republicans? Because they're trying to scare every good Republican to run away from MAGA, Trump, and not represent him and not give him brilliant legal minds. You want to know how crazy this indictment was? This isn't a joke. After I read into this, this is the one that maybe is the most shocking to me. Kanye West, okay, former publicist is included in the indictment. Someone by the name of Kuti, who worked for Kanye, is accused of pressuring an election worker, Ruby Freeman, to testify about participating in supposed ballot counting irregularities. The indictment accuses a pastor, Stephen Lee, of asking Harrison Floyd of the Blacks for Trump to convince Kuti to pressure Freeman. The indictment does not connect Lee, Floyd, or Kuti to any officials on Trump's campaign team. But it doesn't matter, because if you are anywhere around this sphere of Trump, we'll charge you with a crime. In other words, you better let Trump burn at the stake, because if you don't, we may burn you at the stake. The indictment also claims that political statements are now, quote unquote, acts in furtherance of the conspiracy, which means we're taking away people's right to free speech in the Second Amendment. The indictment cites ordinary political statements as if they're criminal acts. These include retweets urging people to contact public representatives, criticism, by the way, of election officials, claims that the Constitution allows the vice president to reject Electoral College votes, and tweets by Trump urging people to watch TV. They actually charged Donald Trump with crimes and people around him for putting out a tweet telling people to watch TV. Donald Trump aides, by the way, are also accused of crimes because they reserved rooms or asked for phone numbers of different people that Trump wanted to talk to. How is that a crime? It's not. But in Georgia, when you're going after your political opponents, like this happens in the Banana Republic, this is exactly what happens. The indictment also, and this is something else you need to understand about how absurd it is, it actually is covering conduct in other states, not just in Georgia, where they have no jurisdiction to charge Donald Trump with crimes. The indictment, yes, it does focus on Georgia, but includes conduct that happened in other states, such as a public hearing about voting irregularities in Pennsylvania. They charge him with crimes of that. It also attempts to implicate Trump and his campaign in violation of federal laws. That's not the jurisdiction of this grand jury, suggesting that the local county prosecutor thinks she can enforce federal law, which is not her job and she's not allowed to do legally. But again, when the rails come off, who cares? She's actually trying to charge him with federal laws that he broke that no one else is charging him with. Or maybe the new special prosecutor will charge him with them. Who knows? But it's out of her jurisdiction. Or it could be this. It could be that this woman knows that with Democratic liberal voters who she's seeking re-election and needs money for her campaign, maybe she knows that getting out there in the limelight and going after a former president of the United States of America who's a Republican, that even if it is unconstitutional, it will help her raise money and help her win a re-election.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Every day, there are two different economies that are growing bigger and bigger. One of them is powered by everyday Americans who are sick and tired of all the woke propaganda being jammed into every product that we're consuming. Well, big mobile companies are no different. For years, they've been dumping millions and millions into leftist causes, including Planned Parenthood. And you had to have a cell phone, and that's the reason why you paid that bill, because you didn't have an alternative. Well, guess what? Now there's an alternative. Patriot Mobile. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they use your money to fight back. They offer you dependable nationwide coverage on all three major networks, so you get the best possible service in your area without the woke politics. Now, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you are sending a loud message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. They have 100% U.S.-based customer service team as well, so they make switching easy. You get to keep your phone number too. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them 878-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code Ferguson. Ask about their coverage guarantees while you're there. Get the same dependable service that you want and take a stand for the values that you demand. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 878-PATRIOT. A perfect example, by the way, of the crap that the media is willing to cover, which is obviously this indictment wall to wall. But then they also followed up with like good news, trying to convince you that, hey, you don't want Donald Trump because he's the worst person in the world. And who you do want, right, who it is that you really, really, really want, is a guy by the name of Joe Biden, because Joe Biden's the guy you want. Joe Biden is amazing. Joe Biden is incredible. Joe Biden's doing great work for this country. Now, let me give you an example of how they're trying to Jedi mind trick you on this one. Joe Biden today actually came out and said something that was so stupid that even the people in the audience who clearly love Bidenomics and are there to support Joe Biden weren't buying it. Listen.
Today is not hyperbole. We have the strongest economy in the world. And you're looking at me a little skeptical, but I promise you, check it out. The strongest economy in the world.
If you want to know how bad the propaganda is, he even said it there, right? We have the strongest economy in the world. And you're looking at me a little skeptical, but I promise you. I mean, these are his own hardcore supporters who are going to a Joe Biden event. And if you want to know how bad the propaganda is, White House Press Secretary Jean-Pierre, she tweeted this out. Quote, and listen carefully to the words, okay? This is White House Press Secretary that tweeted this out from her account. Investing in America means investing in all of America. She does that in all caps. When I ran for president, I didn't know that Jean-Pierre ran for president. When I ran for president, I made a promise that I would leave no part of the country behind. All right, I'm assuming she was supposed to be tweeting from an account connected to Joe Biden, not her own personal account, because she's never run for president. The other part of this is I would leave no part of the country behind. Well, that's not true. Yesterday, you said no comment when you asked about what was happening in Hawaii. You literally said no comment. And then the president seemed confused after telling you that we are the strongest economy in the world, which is not true. But we also saw Joe Biden being confused yet again, finding another stage after a speech he didn't know how to exit from. Biden also falsely claimed that wind and solar are cheaper now than fossil fuels. That was another one of his lies that the media is allowing to stay out there this hour.
Thanks to tax incentive and clean energy during the Obama-Biden administration. Then exactly 1 year ago tomorrow, I signed a significant piece of clean energy legislation combating the existential threat of climate change, the single largest investment ever anywhere in the world, without one single member of the other team voting for it. That law reauthorized those clean energy tax credits and expanded them. As a result, this company predicts that demand for the wind turbine generators which they're making right here in this facility, will double next year. And since I took office, the private sector has announced more than $3 billion in investments, not million, billion, in investments for wind energy manufacturing in America. By the way, it's cheaper, cheaper, cheaper than fossil fuels. Cheaper than fossil fuels.
That's just a lie. That's not true. Everybody knows it's not true. There's no way in hell that it's cheaper, that wind and solar are cheaper than fossil fuels. That's the reason why the majority of this country is run on fossil fuels. The majority of the world is. If it was cheaper, I'd be the first one to be like, let's go for it. But it's expensive. It's expensive. It's expensive. But hey, you indict Trump and then you pull the president out there and you get him to lie on all this stuff. He also claimed that he witnessed a bridge collapse, by the way, in Pittsburgh during COVID that he did not witness collapsing. But when you can have the media cover for you, you can say and make up anything you want.
Purdue. You, a lot of you were with me when I was in Pittsburgh. By the way, the Pittsburgh is a city of bridges, more bridges in Pittsburgh than any other city in America. I watched that bridge collapse. I got there and saw it collapse with over 200 feet off the ground going over a valley. And it collapsed. Thank God school was out.
By the way, he wasn't there for that bridge collapse. He wasn't anywhere close to it. But you can make this up and no one's going to call you out for it. No one's going to say, hey, you're lying. I mean, I just played for you right there three massive lies. Will anybody fact check it? No, because you indict Trump and then you go out there and you do this type of propaganda. You go after and you do this in a way that makes for damn sure that everybody out there is going to think that everything is great right now. Biden also said something else that was insane. There's no safer place in the world to have my investments in the United States of America. Statistically, that's not true either.
Think of this now. Remember it. Number one, there's no safer place in the world to have my investment than the United States of America. And number two, you have the best workers in the world. And he's right.
By the way, just a side note here. Wasn't it Moody's that just downgraded our rating as a country because of our national debt? I'm pretty sure that just happened. So again, another lie by the president. But when you attack Donald Trump and you indict him again, you get to go out there and control the narrative. You get to go out there and you get to say anything you want to. And apparently no one will stop you. You can tell everybody the economy is amazing when the economy is not amazing. In fact, there's only one person out there that is talking about how bad it is in this country. RFK Jr. on inflation said the average wage in this country is now $5,000 less than the cost of basic goods, saying this, half of Americans are making up that gap by putting it on credit card bills. If the mafia did that, it would be called loan sharking. As he put it, he talked about the price of food, and I hope Democrats start listening to him. He said this on Tucker's show on Twitter.
There's the price of food because to fund these wars that we're, you know, we're funding, they print money, and that means inflation, and that's a tax on the poor. Oh, the price of food has gone up by 38%. The price of basic foodstuffs, chicken, eggs, and milk have gone up 78%. So his food stamps were 78%, you know, less valuable. On March 1st of this year, he got a phone call from a government phone call, robocall. The recorded voice told him that he was getting his food stamps cut to $20-$30 a month, so 90%. 30 million Americans got that phone call. And, you know, that's the same month we ratcheted up our contributions to the Ukraine at 113 billion. And the Fed printed $300 billion unanticipated dollars to pay for the failure of the Silicon Valley Bank. There's lots of money and we began cutting 15 million people from the welfare rolls. Since then, 4 million have been cut. This is on Politico this morning, from the Medicare rolls. So there's no money for poor Americans. And the people that I see are living because of the inflation and because of what's happening with this desperation. The average wage in this country is now $5,000 left less than the cost of basic goods, of food, transportation, and housing. So half of Americans are making up that gap by putting it on their credit card bills. And this week, we passed $1.1 trillion in credit card debt. That's the first time in history. Most of that, or $330 billion of that, has been in the Biden-Trump administration. Two men were saying, I'm helping America. $1 trillion in credit card debt. And those people are paying 22% interest. If the mafia did that, it would be called loan sharking.
It would be called loan sharking. He's absolutely right. And I wanted you to hear everything that he said there. And by the way, just one other point I got to make on Joe Biden saying that wind and solar are cheaper than fossil fuels. If that was true, then why, for the first time in decades, is a new U.S. nuclear reactor online, built from the ground up in Georgia? This new reactor at this nuclear power plant in Georgia has entered commercial operation, becoming the first new American reactor built from scratch in decades. You want to know why? Because they're understanding that solar and wind, it can be a great little add-on, but there's no way that it can actually keep this country running right now. As much as these psychos on the left try to act like it can, it will not keep this country running. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and your friends. Please hit that like button. Hit the follow button if you're listening on Apple so you get every episode. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.